word loss, the potentiality, the other side of the animal. Last time we talked about some fellow who thought that there is no consequence really. And Rumi explained that that's wrong, because even that belief itself is a consequence, and it will change. Then the last thing we heard was another different stuff. What is proper, what is clean? Normally we have a clear idea of what is clean, what is not. With an explanation, Rumi said that no, everything will be purified and cleaned for these selected people. It was Prophet who was used to pray no other word. And his wife contested that the children will go around and pee over here and there. So that's irrelevant. There is another part we're talking about. We're not talking about physical cleanliness. We're talking about the other side. Do not forget that. Today we hear another story about the same subject. In a way, let's think like this. If our claim will be believed that there is another magical part to human being, and by being enlightened you will become something completely different from what you are now, then how come that this animal is carrying that one? Because as we look at the evolution, everything is based on a sub-base which is not better. This is the improvement and all that stuff. So I will think, oh, how come that my animal, my intelligence has the control of the other part? Remember, this is one of our problems. How come? We'll hear the story. Story is obvious to explain this. There is this little rat who is leading a camel. And the camel doesn't mind it, because what's the difference? The difference will be clear when they arrive to the flow of water, means the flow of knowledge. Then the rat cannot go in, but the camel will walk in. Then the little mice will understand. Before arriving to the river of knowledge, everything could look opposite. So the rat could look like the leader of the camel. So the intelligence could look like having the control of the heart. But that is not the way it is. When it will be visible, at the side of the river of knowledge, you will understand. Who is the guilty one today? You are the guilty one.
How the mouse pulled the camel's nose ring and became self-conceited. A little mouse caught in his forelegs a camel's leading rope, and from emulation went off. By reason and readiness with which the camel set out along with him, the mouse was duped into thinking himself a hero. The ray of his thought struck the camel. He said, "I will show you. Enjoy yourself."
You see, we hear about this, didn't we? We realized right at the beginning of Masnavi that the animal is here first. So intelligence is leading and is controlling everything. Then we hear about something else. We hear about these people in this magical world that they don't need you to talk. They could read your mind. They see inside of you. Here we see that the camel will see the illumination of his thought. And you say, okay, wait a minute. Yes?
Till he came to the bank of a great river, at which any lion or wolf would have lost heart. There the mouse stopped and became paralyzed. The camel said, "Oh, my companion, over hill and plain, what is this standing still? Why art you dismayed? Step like a man, go into the river. You art my guide and leader. Don't halt midway and be dumbfounded."
Okay. What is all these three lines about? Okay, they arrive at the river, the mouse cannot go in the river, the camel will say what? See, you were my friend in the mountains and the flat. We remember the mountain for Rumi is this universe, the existence. In the existence, okay, you were good. We have healed that in a way. Do you remember? He talked about the intelligence and the wit of intelligence. Intelligence is clever, it's fantastic. But it's not it. Why? Because it's not. It doesn't know what non-existence is. Remember? He talked about it and said, that's it. An angel should become nothing to dissolve, to be an angel. Separation, as Satan did, is devilish. So joining is. This works on detachment. Believing in me and the rest of the universe, all that stuff he talked about. Here, we'll say, okay, over there, when we're talking about the reality, intelligence is good and is a good companion. But when it comes to the river of wisdom, that's another subject. Yes?
He said, "This is a huge and deep river. I am afraid of being drowned, O comrade." Said the camel, "Let me see the limit of the water." And he quickly set foot in it. "The water," he said, "is up to the knee, O blind mouse. Wherefore did you become dismayed and lose your wits?" He replied, "It is an ant to you, but to me it is a dragon. For there are differences between one knee and another."
That's the point. So remember, in book two, we continued to do the analysis about intelligence. And we saw that intelligence is not something we throw away, we use. It's like the form. Remember the form and the essence? He said, you cannot reach the essence, you work through the form. So form is important. Here we realize that yes, the mindset is good when you're walking, when you're dealing with existence, when you're dealing with animal life. Yes, your intelligence should be in work. But there is a difference. The river of wisdom is too deep for these little mice. That's made for the camel. Remember who the camel is. The camel is that animal who has a huge storage of water to begin with. And he could cross the desert and take you to the point which is Mecca. That's what the camel is. But before arriving to the river, camel just walks. before arriving to the moment of enlightenment, yes, you know what the Roshan is? Sorry. The camel is obedient. Camel is not here to revolt. He's walking with the mice. Because camel knows that there are the rivers in front. And he would carry the mice. It's not the opposite. But the point is, existence is good, positive for camel and for mice. Non-existence, non-existence is lovely for camel, but it's very dangerous to mice. Intelligence is afraid of non-existing. Is afraid of personal death and all that, isn't it? That is the point. So he will say, yes, this river for you is little, but for me is the dragon. Remember the dragon, the ego, the killer inside. Yes?
If it is up to your knee, O excellent one, it is 100 higher than the crown of my head. He said, another time, do not behave boldly, lest your body and soul be consumed by these sparks.
In a way, he's talking to you. Not the camel. Rumi is talking to you. And say, your intelligence should remember. First experience, when your intelligence will realize that there is some passion in you which belongs to some other universe, should behave better, learn from it. Don't let your intelligence to come again and again and again. First experience, you will see that there are the field of emotion, that intelligence is handicapped. Over there, the king is the heart. Yes?
Contend with mice like yourself. A mouse has nothing to say to a camel. He said, I repent for God's sake. Get me across this deadly water. The camel took pity. Listen, said he, jump up and sit on my hump. This passage has been vouchsafed for me. I would take across hundreds of thousands like you. Since you are not a prophet, go on the road, that one day you may come from the pit to place and power. Be a vassal, since you are not a lord. Do not steer yourself, since you are not the boatman.
Who is this talking? Rumi jumped in and said, okay, that was the story. There is a place for intelligence, but at the river of wisdom, no place for that. The only way for intelligence is to accept the reality of his shortcoming. Then it will be carried across with the camel, because that's what the camel does. Camel actually takes a lot of mice from and will carry them from the river. What is Rumi doing now? His camel is writing some purpose for our intelligence to cross that river. That's what it is. Yes, my intelligence wants to compete. It should compete with what? With other intelligences. Okay, we compete. But when it comes to unity, when it comes to love, there is no competition. So the mice should compete with other mice, but not with the camel. Your intelligence should not fight your camel. Should realize that, yes, camel will not get angry, is patient, and more than everything else, it has rahm, pity. Because that's how camel feels for
the mice. Yes?
Since you're